Hey, good morning, everybody. We're learning Hilchos Lashon Hara, Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We are in Klal Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel. Lufamim Nita, we're discussing again the laws of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. Lufamim Nita, Meshus Bezdin, Neitzar Shah. Sometimes the Bezdin is given permission. Kigon, She'echad Balitzak Lufnayim, Alvar Gneva Shenigdim Imenu. Let's say a guy comes to Bezdin. And he has signed as he says, there was something stolen from me. And he's pretty sure that he knows the Ganif. Okay? You know, he comes to Bezin, he says, something was stolen from me, and I know who the Ganif was. And Bezin also sees these very significant circumstantial evidence. In other words, they don't have a witness, but there's very significant circumstantial evidence that this person was the Ganif, and both he sees this to be true, and the Bezin also. So Bezin can be makabel lashon hara to the extent that he goes to this ganav, and basically what they do is they force him to confess. So they do. They put pressure on him to confess. Right. So Bezin has permission. Basically, what we're saying is that, you know, when you have edim, it's one thing. You don't have to edim. So Shiloh, should Bezin believe lashon hara? So here again, we're saying where if someone gave, if Devarim HaNikarim, where it was this extremely, you know, again, not something that he heard. The Gemara tells a story in Brachas, the following, it was a Maisa with Marzutra, that there was a Ganav in a hotel. I remember the Gemara, I think it's Brachas, right? Where there was a Maisa, there was somebody stole some money in a hotel. So no one knew who the Ganav was. So the next morning they saw that there was a guy, after he washed the Negovats or whatever, he washed his hands, so he went over to someone else's coat and he dried his hands in someone else's clothing. So Medusa said, there's Iganov. That's Iganov. They went over and he confessed. Was proud. They saw that he was very insensitive to using other people's things. The guy didn't care. So he was Meshayer. Oh, this guy must be the Ganav. Sure, the Chazi Lebar Beirav the Mashiyodei Veganav Beglimu the Chavri must be that Venogiv. Excuse me, must be that he didn't care, right? So again, that is not such big circumstantial evidence, right? That was only a small one, right? But Shaila is, in other words, when you have cases where there's circumstantial where there's evidence pointing to someone, Bezin's allowed to beat him up until he confesses the crime. Right, and even though. Okay, let's finish the klal here. However, for an individual, if you came to me, right, let's say you come to me and say, oh, someone in school stole circumcised lessons, whatever. So I'm not a Bezdin, I'm not allowed to be Makabal Lashon Hara. What I can do is investigate. Like we said the other times, right? Choshesh. But I'm not a Bezdin. I can't go force someone to confess. And you find people making this mistake. Something got stolen. Rabbi said, listen to this. Something got stolen. The guy has suspicions. They go to the people in charge of the city. Right, and then the guy says, "Oh, I have big evidence on this guy," and then they go force the guy. They beat him up until he confesses. They're doing inappropriately. Right, it's not true that this kind of circumstantial evidence is not proof that he's a thief, and the tuvi ear is like a bezdin. They need witnesses to this, or that they themselves, like Marzutra, saw the guy washing the drying off the hands. You cannot accept the circumstantial evidence from the plaintiff. You're not allowed to believe it make a bow slash and horror, lachitz kam kam, lismon chazel akos, certainly not to rely on him to hit him. The Yisr Godel osim is ev, ha'obrim alav, d'lo Yosef, d'lo Yosef is the Yisr, in the Chumash, in the Kseis, it says, don't give makas, now give more. Which means, now let it hit somebody, otherwise. So interesting Allah we learned this morning, by Sai. Bezdin can believe Dvarim Hanikarim from the plaintiff if right, it is this real Dvarim Hanikarim and it's a Bezdin, then they can go, and again, they're not even saying Chayav yet based on it, then what they're doing, they're forcing him to what? Then they can try to force him to confess. But unless you have that scenario itself, you're not allowed to believe it. This is Taka, a Maisa B'Chayam, you have to say. People take the law in their own hands. Or they go to the person in charge of something. You need a bezdin in order to make it, to believe the lashon hara, in order to go and work on whether this person was the ganef or not. Okay, shkayach, Rabbi Say, another seam on another cloud. Very good.